Good evening. It's time to get wise. Welcome to our full moon meditation, Accessing Divine Wisdom. This is Dave Krajovic of Ascension Breathing, and I'm here with my partner, Pat. And we're, as always, delighted to share the evening with you, or a part of an evening, to lead you in a meditation on a different theme every month. And this month, it's about accessing divine wisdom. And the divine is always with us. And it's our choice that we're choosing, even though we don't always realize that we are at choice, of refusing to allow the divine into our life. Refusing to allow ourselves to be inspired by the divine. You know, the word inspiration comes from the Latin inspire, which means to in spirit. And spirit has a Latin root of spiritus, meaning at one point to breathe. So when we breathe, we are literally breathing in the divine, and we can receive information from the divine. We can receive divine wisdom. And when we do that and we act from that place, then everything in our life becomes different. And the richness of life, the fullness of life, what makes life worth living becomes your mantra. That's how you just live. That's just how you are. There's no difference of trying or working to manipulate or control something to make that happen. No, it's just who you are. And in reality, it's who we all are. But we've just forgotten. We've just chosen other thoughts that block that out.
I think the thing we need to be cautious about is oftentimes something happens and we react to that. And when we react, we may think that we're acting from a higher place of guidance, but we're not. We're acting from the past. And it's the ego directing us. Same action, same result. Same action, same result. So how do we know when we're acting from divine guidance? When we're acting from a place of a higher perspective? It's when we're not reacting, but we're allowing space for what we need to do to just emerge. We're in the flow.
Absolutely. I think that's an excellent point. We need to be able to be in the present moment so we're not reacting from the place of the past. This is what makes all the difference in the world. And when you're in that place, everything, like Pat said, just comes into a flow. It's a natural flow. And another way you know is that if you're in reaction mode and you're creating your decision to act from the past or some memory of the past or some emotional reaction or some body of knowledge that tells you in this situation you should do that, usually it's an unconscious reaction, or you know immediately what to do. When you're divinely inspired, there's a peace that settles over you in that you know this is the right way to look at this situation, or this is the right thing to say in the moment. You know that it's supporting the divine plan. And the way you know that is because you're feeling love, you're feeling peace, you're feeling calmness, you're feeling courage. So all of these energies become a blessing to you when you're connected to the divine, when you're inspired by the divine. And that's what our little meditation is going to do tonight. We're going to remove some of the ego blockages, and we're going to connect to source, connect to our higher soul, and create a clear and present connection so that that channel is more open for you and you can come to that place of peace and knowing, so that the divine may inspire us with its wisdom.
So let's get comfortable. Sit with your feet on the floor, your spine erect, your hands, palms up, relaxed in your lap. Preferably don't cross your hands, but if you want to lay one inside the other, that's fine. And just take a deep breath. And watch the breath coming into your body. And let it out with a long, slow sigh. Another deep breath in. And letting it out with a long, slow sigh, releasing all stress energy and tension. Watching the breath come in. Watching the breath go out. Emptying on the exhale and creating on the inhale. And let's invoke for divine guidance. To the Supreme God, Divine Father, Divine Mother, to all the beings of light, to the archangels and angels, to all the saints, the spiritual helpers, teachers, gurus, and guides, and to our ancestors. Thank you for your divine guidance. Thank you for your divine insight. Thank you for your divine awareness. Thank you for your spiritual blessings. Thank you for the connection that we feel to you and to all of life. We are so deeply grateful, and so it is. Watching your breath, breath flowing in, mind quieting, breath flowing out. And connecting to our intention, I am one with divine wisdom. I am open to the guidance. I am one.
Breathing in a connected manner, with no pause between the inhale and exhale. It is one breath. Nothing but the breath. Nothing but the breath. One circle, one complete circle where everything is oneness. There's no separation between the pause, the inhale, or the exhale. Just as there is no separation between you and the divine. You breathe like this, you enhance your connection to the divine. Letting go of all thought. Allowing feelings to rise to the surface. Thoughts come, let them fall away. I allow the high energy of the breath. I allow the divine that is contained within the breath, the life force, to bring only love and to disintegrate all error thinking, all thinking of separation, to disintegrate thinking of lack. To disintegrate thinking of poverty. to disintegrate, thinking of illness. To disintegrate, thinking of aging. To disintegrate everything that is not of love and light. And so it is. It is safe to let go of old ways of thinking. Letting go of the unconscious thought, the thought that directs our life, and we don't even know we have the thought. I let go now. It is safe for me to let go and step into a new world of being. A new world of possibility awaits when I let go. I completely, deeply, permanently let go. Allowing thought to slip away, coming to a place of no thought. Allow feelings to rise to the surface. Letting go of all judgment. There is no right or wrong thought. There just is what is.
Putting your attention on your heart chakra. Think about a happy time. A time where your heart just swelled with love. And you were filled with joy. Might have been on your wedding day, or at the birth of your child, or grandchild. Whenever that time, feel the feeling. You did not have a care in the world. You were blissful. You were joyful. You were in the flow of love's energy. And bring that energy up through your throat, through your third eye, and out your crown. Feel the crown open like the petals of a flower being kissed by the morning sun. Energy going up, up, up.
Sensing in the crown a descent of the divine as your crown chakra receives more and more energy of love. This activates the heart even more and the loving feeling of that special moment in your life. Now radiates through to every cell of the body. Every cell is alive with love. Feel that love now. Allow love to touch every cell of the body. Feel its vibration from the top of your head to the tips of your fingers and toes. There is not a cell that is left out. One with love. I am awake with love. Love is all there is.
And connecting with that energy from the heart to the crown. And taking that energy up, up, up to the soul star, 12 inches above your head. Feel the energy rise to the soul star and see the brightest light, the most beautiful light connecting to the soul. I am one. Opening now to receive the guidance, to receive the insights and awarenesses and all the spiritual gifts Spirit has.
I am one with my higher soul. I step out of the way, and I allow the higher soul to come through. I open a clear and present channel to receive I am one with my higher soul.
Going into the place of silence to receive the guidance and awarenesses from Spirit. I am open to receiving with gratitude. I am a vessel, a container waiting to be filled.
Continuing to place your awareness on the soul star. If thoughts arise, see the soul star as the brightness of a sun. For your soul truly is that bright and brighter. The truth of who you are. Just be still. Be aware. And with each breath, go a little bit deeper. A little more aware. Receive just a little bit more.
beginning to return to a normal breath, moving your fingers and toes ever so gently, slowly, respectfully, bringing your consciousness back to this time and place. The deepest sense of gratitude. And we're going to discharge that excess energy now by blessing the earth. So raise your hands in blessing positions, palm facing outward at chest level. And picture the earth in front of you the size of a small ball. That beautiful loving energy coming down through your crown, out through your heart, and out through your hands. Project that onto the earth. Bless the earth with loving kindness. We bless you, earth, with peace, unity, joy, respect, and happiness. We bless you with prosperity, goodwill, and the will to do good. Blessings be to all. Picture your family and friends, people you work with, people in your community, people that you know that may be having a difficult time. They may have suffered a loss, or they're ill, or they're in despair. Bless them with loving kindness. Bless them with peace, with hope, with healing, with joy and happiness. Bless them with prosperity. Blessings be to them. Put your hands down and feel grounding cords going down from the soles of your feet into the earth. Down, down, deep into the mother. Bless the earth with an abundance of fresh water, clean air, natural resources. May Mother Earth be rejuvenated. May Mother Earth be revitalized. We honor and thank you, Mother Earth, for all of your gifts. Blessings be to Mother Earth.
To the Divine Supreme God, to all the great beings, the angels and archangels, ascended masters of light, holy saints, spiritual guides and teachers, to the higher soul, thank you for being here. Thank you for blessing us with energies that clear away our error thinking. And thank you for opening a channel to our higher soul that is clear and present, that we may be inspired to see with love's eyes, to hear with love, and to speak and do with love. Thank you for the inspiration from our divine higher aspect of ourselves, the high soul. In this we are grateful for. Thank you, so be it. Amen.
Thank you so much for being with us this evening. We are so deeply grateful that you commit to doing your work, making this planet a better place to be. Being the change that you want to see in this world.
That's absolutely right. It doesn't start with the other person, and it starts with us. Be the change you want to see in the world, and that vibration will carry out. And this is what happens when you're inspired from the divine. That energy becomes you, and it radiates out. And you attract more of the same, so you'll attract more experiences of love, or more experiences of prosperity, if you're feeling prosperity, or more experiences of connection or vibrancy and vitality in your life, if you're vibrating at that level. And when you have a clear and present connection with your higher soul, these will be your vibratory state all the time. And life becomes easy and joyful. And we're grateful you joined us tonight to do this meditation and to clear some of this obstructive energies. This is sort of a shorter version of one of the guided meditations we teach in our class, Inspired Life Mastery, because our view is that mastery of life comes when you're inspired from the divine. So we actually teach a one-day class that is coming up this May 15th. It's a Sunday. It's an all-day event from 9:30 to 4 p.m. And we add a lot of other aspects to the meditation that helps you to clear even more. It gives you things to do during the day, because obviously you can't, well, most of us can't be meditating like that throughout the day. So if you're in the Michigan area or like to travel here, we would certainly invite you to that event. It's a powerful event, and as we said, it's the keystone that all the other programs of Ascension Breathing really build on, because you're building and creating a clear and present and strong connection to the divine. So we hope you you join us. We hope you join us next month for next month's full moon meditation. We'd love you to check us out on Facebook at globalbreathinstitute.com and like us on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Join and become one of the members of the full moon meditation on the BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. What else is there? I think you can reach us at AscensionBreathing.com is our website. You can see all the other programs that we're doing. And contact us through our email, inspired@ascensionbreathing.com, or call us at our Healing Center, Bodyworks Healing Center, at 734-416-5200. And until next month, we wish you a clear and present connection to the divine. Namaste.
Namaste.